Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the worst podcast ever. This is without a doubt the worst podcast you could ever listen to. You're going to hate everything that I will say, and you're probably going to hate yourself at some point too. So just do yourself a favor and just turn this off. Just turn off right now. Anyway, if you're still here, quick disclaimer, everything I'm about to say is not true, totally fake. I'm doing like a whole kind of like War of the Worlds kind of thing here. Like the original radio program, they like pretended it was real, and then a bunch of people actually freaked out and thought aliens were actually invading. So yeah, that's kind of like what I'm doing right with this. All right, guys, so we got some crazy, absolutely ludicrous segments for you guys tonight. Starting off, our first segment's going to be, was the bassist of Def Leppard actually a shark, or is that just a weird rumor? We're going to be exploring it. We're going to be going into, you know, why these rumors are going around, evidence supporting these rumors, certain scientific studies. It's a pretty insane topic, and we're gonna cover all of it. Topic number 2 for tonight: is Pokemon as a concept inhumane? I think you already know the answer to that. And finally, the third segment, we're just gonna do our guest Gmail submission. You're probably wondering why I didn't just make the Gmail twpe@gmail.com or something more succinct or more professional. You know, why is it Danny MF the number 2 times @gmail.com? Honestly, I'm going to change it. I'll keep that email, but I'll also create a more professional email. So that's an update from your host, Danny two times. Forgot to mention that earlier. Anyway, let's get into the show. Starting off, our first topic: was the bassist of Def Leppard actually a shark, or is it just a weird rumor? So you guys have probably seen it in the forums. You've probably seen it on Twitter. You've probably seen it on several other news outlets. It's on TV probably all the time. They're covering it on all the news stations. You know, was the bassist actually a shark? So there is a lot of evidence around this, starting with the fact that his name is Rick Savage, okay? So Richard Savage is an English musician best known for being the best bass guitarist in the world and one of the founding members of the rock band Def Leppard. Savage and lead singer Joe Elliott are the only two remaining members of the band. Okay. So we know the killing patterns of sharks. We know how they circle their prey in their environment. We know the different echolocationary devices that they use, as well as a unique sense of smell that can detect blood from several miles away, right? Now, what are all those attributes pointing to? They're pointing to, like, the alpha shark of the pack. And so Richard Savage here is the only, he's one of the only two remaining members of Def Leppard. Now, if you take the letters of Def Leppard, move them around a little bit, what does it spell? Take the D, move it over, and the L to the left, and then it spells, that's right, Great White Shark.
Hey, I'm here. Sorry, am I late? What time is it?
Well, you are late. All right, guys, we got Janice 2.0.
Yo, what's up?
Janice 2.0 is back in the studio. Where were you?
Oh, I had a hard time finding parking. There was no broom parking out front.
Broom parking. So, okay, looks like Janice 2.0 is actually a real witch. So that's really scary. So you can...
You didn't know that? Did you not know that about me? Thought it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think when all the demonic hands started pouring out of the ceiling and, like, entangling me and pulling me towards the center of the earth, that was, like, a clear indicator.
You didn't even notice the blood dripping from the window panes?
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
That's very scary.
Yeah, so anyway, so I'm here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so we were just covering, you know, the bassist of Def Leppard. You probably heard this before, the rumors that he might be a shark.
Absolutely. You know, funny thing about sharks, did you know that humans can smell petrichor more than sharks can smell blood? And what petrichor is the smell of rain. You know, like the smell of like wet pavement. That humans can smell rain coming further away than sharks can smell blood. That's a fact.
Wow, so we have better senses of smell than sharks, is what you're saying?
No. We don't have better sense of smell than sharks. It's just the human sensitivity to petrichor is stronger than a shark's sensitivity to blood.
Okay. So we have a stronger sense of smell... when it comes to rain?
Yes.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I guess that's interesting. I don't know.
So yeah, so but like can sharks even play bass?
Well, clearly they can if this man is actually a shark, which the studies really point to.
So like is he a human that turns into a shark, or is he a shark that turns into a human? Because I feel like that's really what would define that.
So here's the confusion. We see him as a human form.
Yes.
But he's kind of doing a Men in Black thing where the alien takes Edgar's skin. So he's kind of doing like a Men in Black, Arya Stark kind of move here.
So he's neither species is what you're saying. He's a completely alien species?
No, he's utilizing similar tactics here. But he is a shark. He is an ocean-dwelling creature.
Like naturally, or he can turn into a shark? Or did he start as a shark?
Legends say he started as a shark.
Holy shit. Then I guess, yeah, sharks can play bass.
Yeah, so that's going to be our conclusion on that one. It's actually, according to factcheck.org, true. Richard Savage, born December 2nd, 1960, was confirmed by the National Shark Institute to, in fact, be a shark.
No way, that's crazy.
Yeah, you can look this up. You can look up sharkinstitute.gov/Richard Savage Def Leppard. Shark monster. Okay.
All right, I'm going to go there right now.
All right, so check it out.
Dark savage monster?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. All right, it's loading. Oh, whoa, this is a sweet landing page, honestly. Yo, whoever built this, kudos to you. Let's see. Oh, looks like it's an old MySpace page. Interesting.
I don't know what all that's about, but
it just kind of turns into like a shark dating profile at the bottom.
Oh, one of those typical shark dating sites.
It's like a landing page up top with like buttons and everything, and then when you click the button, it just takes you down to the profile and what he likes to do on the weekends.
Yeah, who would use something like that? Anyway, on to our second segment. Is Pokemon as a concept inhumane?
Oof. Wow.
Yeah, you already know what I'm going to say. Janice 2.0, I think you can also agree here, extremely inhumane, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got adorable, I mean, albeit completely deadly, animals, Pokemon, just living inside of these little handheld
balls. It sounds funny to say out loud, but I mean, like, it's the truth, ain't it?
Yeah, for me, it's really the capturing of the Pokemon. They're just peacefully enjoying a gentle breeze in a beautiful, lush green field. Maybe it's early spring and the flowers are blooming. And then all of a sudden, you just get whacked in the side of the head with this solid titanium ball. And you're just like, whoosh, ow. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, and it just sucks you inside and decompresses you or compresses you into a microscopic red plasma. Okay? And because we cannot understand what Pokemon are saying, they just say their name over and over again, we don't know what this is actually like. Okay, they're like, Squirtle, 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 Squirtle. And Ash will be like, oh, you want to go back in your Pokeball? He's like, Squirtle, 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 Squirt. And then Ash is like, oh, that means go back in your Pokeball. And Brock's like, oh.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's when you put it like that. I mean, how could you really argue?
So yeah, you're ripping this innocent creature from its natural habitat, forcing it into this titanium ball, and then, like what goes on in the Pokeball? Is it just like purgatory? Are you unconscious? Is it just fear and darkness? Like, I can't even imagine. And then you're at the beck and call of the trainer whenever they need you to fight something, and you have no idea what you're about to be up against. All of a sudden, you just appear and you're conscious, and in front of you is a fucking Onix, which, if you look at the Pokedex data, is a 8-ton rock snake monster. That's what it says it is. Approximately 29 feet tall. Okay, so this is like if you had to fight a building, and you're just a little tiny, like, Togepi or something. And it's like, Togepi, use confusion. And it's like, dude, it's a giant rock snake. It's confused enough already. It's just gonna slam its tail into me. And then, yeah, I mean, that's all I have to say about that.
I think, yeah, when you get down to it, I think just simply saying yes, it's inhumane. I'd love to hear the argument, the other side. Maybe we should invite a special guest on the show and have a good debate about this topic. What do you think?
Yeah, we could try to get Lime Man.
The Lime Man?
Yeah, we could try to get a hold of Lime Man. Should we try to call him?
Absolutely, hell yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get in touch with Lime Man.
Hello?
Hello, we're trying to reach Lime Man.
Yeah, this is Lime Man.
Hey,
what the fuck is up?
Hey, Lime Man, good to speak with you.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Danny Two Times with the worst podcast ever.
This motherfucker. Okay. Yeah, what's up?
All right,
what
look.
What the fuck can I do for you?
Look, we got a topic here. We need to get some insight on it.
Okay, I got insight on lots of shit, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you must be incredibly busy with limes. All right. So the topic is this. Pokemon as a concept, is it inhumane? Why? How? Tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, here's the thing about fucking Pokemon, okay? Every time I try to get out of my bed, go to work, who's there?
Who?
Team Rocket. Fucking locking my door, playing tricks on me.
Now,
trying to.
Is this for real? Are you're being serious?
Yeah, it's inhumane. That's what I'm saying. I get outside, first thing I see every day, fucking Meowth, punches me in the face, talking in a Brooklyn accent, even though he's from Japan.
Sounds like a rough start to your day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have you tried calling the police, local authorities, anything like that?
I can't go to the police. That's a whole other thing.
Can't go to the police.
So can I ask, what is your opinion on the PPS, the Pokemon?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Janice 2.0 from the worst podcast ever.
Oh, the person who blew up?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
It's okay. Worse things have happened.
Okay.
Anyway, Lyman, what are your thoughts on this? Is it possible to get Team Rocket to leave you alone? I mean, what's going on with that?
It's possible, I think, but I'm going to have to do some unspeakable things. Just horrible, horrible things to get them to leave me alone.
Oh my God.
All right. Jesus. Anyways, got to go. Bye.
All right. Thank you for your time, Lime Man. All right. We lost Lime Man.
Wow. But just the minute we had with him was so... Deep and meaningful.
Yeah, we did get some good insight there. Really terrible that is happening to him with Team Rocket. Just devastating news there.
I mean, could you imagine waking up to a cat every day that wants to kill you?
And wants money.
And wants your money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Lime Man, thanks so much, for the call and everything. Hope you get that sorted out. This sounds like a really big problem. Finally, we are going on to the guest submission portion. We're going to open the Gmail here. Looks like we actually do have a new submission in here. We got message from Chuck. Okay, Chuck writes in. Hi, Danny Two Times. Big fan. Your show is the only news I listen to. Your is spelled wrong and listen is spelled wrong. You really aren't... Okay. It seems like whoever wrote this intentionally wrote it incorrectly, but I'll just go along with the bit here. You really aren't afraid to take on the topics that the mainstream media is too scared to cover. On your most recent episode, you asked who the tallest basketball player is. I'm pretty sure it's my friend Steve. He's at least 6'1". He plays pretty good. Chuck. Yeah, not much to say on that, Chuck. Thank you for writing in. It sounds like your friend is just an average human being. Rather than the tallest person on the planet. What do you think, Janice?
Well, what I have to say is, I mean, Allen Iverson was a great basketball player, and he wasn't exactly the tallest either. So, I mean, maybe he's not the tallest basketball player, but maybe he does play pretty goo.
I think if we all try to do a little more goo in the world, everything will work out.
I guess so. Although, I mean, things can still be pretty shitty no matter how hard you try sometimes.
Just like with Chuck, I mean, he tried to write this email and it's just a catastrophe. It's just a car crash of an email that I'm looking at. It's just awful. I'm going to actually close the app now.
It's actually hurting my eyes.
Yeah, I'm just going to get rid of it. I'm just going to delete it. Chuck, never email in here again.
I mean,
I'm pretty angry about this. Anyway, if you guys want to send in topics to talk about, DannyMF2Times@gmail.com, soon to be TWPE@gmail.com. We're going to end the episode right here. Thanks again to our special guest, Janice 2.0.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right. That's going to be the end of the episode, and we hope
you had a terrible time.
Peace.